Hi, I'm Jody Weitz. I am so glad that you could join me today for this presentation. I'm going to be talking about boosting your brain health. Now, we know that brains change. In fact, as we age, we can possibly lose cognitive function. But it doesn't have to be that way. We can keep our brains strong no matter how old we are. Cognitive impairment has to be worked at, and I'm going to be sharing with you 8 ways in which we can do that. Now, the first one is mental stimulation. We really have to keep working at mentally stimulating our brain because we know that we want to build new nerve cells and strengthen the neuroplasticity of our brain. And this is done really well with mental gymnastics. And this can be things like puzzles or learning something that you haven't had to learn before, like a language or a musical instrument. It keeps the brain working. The next one is physical exercise. Now, with oxygen and with building up the system and having blood running through the body, that is like a warm bath for the brain in functioning. It's great to be able to do that. I would recommend daily exercise or at least a walk so you can breathe in and keep that body moving to keep the brain moving. Now, the next one is improving your diet. Let's give the brain good foods. Let's give it foods like nuts, good fish oils. Coconut oils, avocado, good fat to feed the brain. And let's take out things like flour or gluten or things that have been highly processed that are just going to clog up the system as well as clog up the brain. Next is to improve your blood pressure. And we know that blood pressure in midlife can increase cognitive decline in old age. In fact, it can affect many things like causing you dementia or Alzheimer's. So the way I combat that is by making sure that I have calming or de-stressing things in my life, like a meditation practice or like regular exercise that I mentioned before. Number five is improving blood sugar. Now, we know that when we eat sweet things or process things again, our systems just go wacky. They go up or high and they drop all the way down. That can also affect our brains. We want even functioning for our bodies and our brains to keep it healthy. Now, number six is having a balanced level of alcohol input or just not abusing alcohol because it can be a major risk for dementia. So, 2 glasses of wine a day is great, but really trying to balance out the amount that you partake in. Seven is caring for your emotions. Now, again, people who are overly anxious or sleep deprived or depressed are going to put undue pressure on their brain. Now, you need to, again, make sure that you're either working with a health professional, an acupuncturist, to make sure that you are repatterning these reactions that you have and these triggers to things in your environment or people so you can keep that balance in your life and not run around with an undue level of anxiety or depression. The last one is building social networks. Now, strong social networks have been shown to lower the risk of depression and dementia, as well as blood pressure. So think about who you can be in contact with on a daily basis. Friends, family, a group of people who you connect with, church members. It can be anybody, as long as you keep that contact strong. That'll also lift your spirits and make you feel connected. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this presentation. Keep healthy and keep that brain strong.
Jody here. I'm so grateful that you listened to the end of this episode. Please subscribe, rate, and review it, and share it with your friends on social media. Let me know your thoughts as I'll be following your comments, and tell me the difference this podcast is making in your life. I love sharing insights with you to give you a push to have a more impactful and meaningful life. It's my mission to build a thriving community of fulfilled, happy people. Want more? Visit my website at yourspectacularlife.com.